Robert Langdon stood beneath the lofty cupola of the deserted chapter house and stared into the barrel of Lee Teabing's gun. Et tu, Robert? Are you with me or against me? The royal historian's words echoed in the silence of Langdon's mind. With Sophie at gunpoint across the room, Langdon feared that discovering the cryptex's elusive password would be his only remaining hope of bartering her release. If I can free the map, Teabing will negotiate. Forcing his mind to this critical task, Langdon moved slowly toward the far windows, allowing his mind to fill with images of Newton's tomb. You seek the orb that ought be on his tomb. It speaks of rosy flesh and seeded womb. Turning his back to the others, he walked toward the towering windows. Place yourself in Saunier's mind, he urged, gazing outward now into College Garden. What would he believe is the orb that ought be on Newton's tomb? Images of stars, comets, and planets twinkled in the falling rain, but Langdon ignored them. Saunier was not a man of science. He was a man of humanity, of art, of history. Gazing out at the rustling trees of College Garden, Langdon sensed the Grail's presence. The signs were everywhere, like a taunting silhouette emerging from the fog. The branches of Britain's oldest apple tree burgeoned with five-petaled blossoms, all glistening like Venus. The goddess was in the garden now. She was dancing in the rain, singing songs of the ages, peeking out from behind the bud-filled branches as if to remind Langdon that the fruit of knowledge was growing just beyond his reach. Across the room, Sir Lee Teabing watched with confidence as Langdon gazed out the window, as if under a spell. He won't open it for you, Sophie said coldly, even if he can. At that moment, Langdon turned from the window. The tomb, he said suddenly, facing them with a faint glimmer of hope in his eyes. I know where to look on Newton's tomb. Yes, I think I can find the password. Teabing's heart soared. Where, Robert? Tell me. Sophie sounded horrified. Robert, no. You're not going to help him, are you? Langdon approached with a resolute stride, holding the sealed cryptex before him. No, he said. Not until he lets you go. Teabing's optimism darkened. We are so close, Robert. Don't you dare start playing games with me. No games, Langdon said. Let her go, then I'll take you to Newton's tomb. We'll open the cryptex together.
I'm not going anywhere, Sophie declared. Not unless you either hand me the cryptex or smash it on the floor.
What?
Langdon gasped.
Robert, my grandfather would prefer his secret lost forever than see it in the hands of his murderer.
How would you know? Teabing snapped, incensed. You ignored him for the last 10 years. You turned your back on him, refused to see him or even read his letters. Do you really think you know him?
Sophie's eyes looked as if they would well with tears, but they did not. She stared directly back at Teabing.
Shoot me if you have to. I'm not leaving my grandfather's legacy in your hands.
Very well.
Teabing aimed the weapon.
No!
Langdon shouted, raising his arm and suspending the cryptex precariously over the hard stone floor.
Lee, if you even think about it, I will drop this.
Teabing laughed.
That bluff worked on Remy, not on me. I know you better than that.
Do you, Lee?
Truly, Robert? You know where on the tomb to look?
I do. The falter in Langdon's eyes was fleeting, but Lee caught it. There was a lie there, a desperate, pathetic ploy to save Sophie. Teabing felt a profound disappointment in Robert Langdon.
I am a lone knight, surrounded by unworthy souls, and I will have to decipher the keystone on my own.
Langdon and Nevers were nothing but a threat to Teabing now, and to the Grail. As painful as the solution was going to be, he knew he could carry it out with a clean conscience. The only challenge would be to persuade Langdon to set down the keystone so Teabing could safely end this charade.
A show of faith, Teabing said, lowering the gun from Sophie. Set down the keystone, and we'll talk.